This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 194. This is Rajeshik Sen.
And this is Abhinandan Sekri. We are recording from two different cities. High tech, awful and awesome. Rajshri is in the wonderful city of Calcutta or Kolkata, and I am in Delhi. How is it in Calcutta, Rajshri?
How many different pronunciations you have given for Calcutta now?
Variety is the spice of life, ji, kehnde hain sade itthe.
That might be in people's love lives and not in the naming of Calcutta, but Cal is nice. It's warm. Today is 18 degrees, so all the Bengalis have taken out their mufflers and their tweeds, and it's like England, but there are no British people over here.
They're just brown sahibs and sahibas.
So it's like England today. It's like London today. There are only Indians over here. So it's nice. It's very relaxing. But in Calcutta, there's no COVID. So,
there's no COVID. It's not reached there.
The jeweler to pick up something that made me sound very rich, but not like a little jeweler. I went to pick up a little something. He was not wearing a mask. So I said in Bengali, I told him, I said, why don't you wear your mask? You will fall in before anyone else. So he said, nah, in Calcutta, we can't get COVID.
So tell us, what does that conversation sound like in Bengali? Let's hear. What did he say?
To Purini, nahule apnari hoye jabe COVID. So he looked at me. Because he thought, wow, it's Munmun Sen, but it's not really Munmun Sen. And then he said, na Kolkata to amader hobe na, amra khub strong.
Hobe na khub strong. And also your dogs are very strong. On Instagram, you had posted a picture of the Tollyganj Golf Club, which is what you elite people in Kolkata do sit at the Tollyganj Club.
Yes.
Why was there a pig in the Tollyganj Golf Club?
Because we were going to eat it later. It wasn't a pig, it was a welfare dog.
That is a dog.
And I tried to take his picture today because he was walking today. And when he's walking, you should see. But he moved pretty fast for a fat dog.
So clearly the dogs of Tollyganj are fat enough to be mistaken for pigs.
They're like Bengali men, you know.
So Rajshri Sen, today we have something from Hotstar, something from Z5, something from Netflix. And something from Twitter.
Yeah, it's from foreign shores. From the land of milk and patriots.
So too much variety. And also our alert viewer, listener, sorry, subscriber who had recommended some things. He had recommended Freakonomics Radio two-part podcast for me, which I heard. Did you watch The Righteous Gemstone?
I was on holiday after 1 year.
Oh, I see. So you didn't watch it.
I meant to. What's important that I meant to watch it.
So Rajshri Sen, on that note, let's start with appealing to people to subscribe and to pay to keep news free. Like we always maintain, when the public pays, the public is served. When advertisers pay, advertisers are served. And you may have seen full page ads. Now it's WhatsApp who's advertising, saying that we are very secure and all that. But, full disclosure, Facebook was one of the sponsors of Media Rumble, our annual media forum. But that's just for the event. But yeah, it was interesting to see there was a full page ad in every paper on Facebook. So,
one thing though, sitting in Cal, I saw all these tweets about these full page ads. They clearly don't care about Calcutta's subscribers.
Yeah, it was only in the Delhi edition and all them. It was all in the city edition. It wasn't the small town editions.
Small town, yeah. We were the capital of the city, of the country.
Yeah, and that's when the country was taken over by the British. If this is the capital, then bhai. Desh kya hoga? Khair.
Carry on.
So Rajshri Sen, let's start with a mockumentary called Tour de Pharmacy.
The 1982 cycling event of the year.
There's definitely something fishy going on.
I did it with nothing but my own blood, sweat, and tears, and extra blood.
Nearly every rider was on drugs.
The race! Now.
The atmosphere is positively electric.
Now being passed by an old lady.
I will just give the credits for this mockumentary and then you can tell me what you thought of it. It's actually made quite a while ago in 2017.
Yeah.
It has a stellar cast. It's written by Murray Miller, who has done a whole bunch of other TV series as well. I'm not familiar with any of them. And it's directed by Jake
Zimmerman.
Size I can't pronounce it. What is it?
Szymanski.
Szymanski, okay. Yeah. So I am not aware of any of the other stuff that Jake Szymanski has done, but it has, starring, it's Andy Samberg, Orlando Bloom, Freddie Highmore, David Deegs, I'm not sure which one that is, and John Cena. So it's got a stellar cast. So Rajshri Sen, what did you think of it? And the plot is basically, it is a mockumentary, which is like a humorous, fictitious documentary, as if it's real, set in the 1980s of the Tour de France.
Yeah. So it's available on Hotstar right now, which is where I saw it. And it is very funny, I have to say. It was 38 or 39 minutes long. And it's one of those rare shows, which at least for me, you wished it was a little longer, because it's like a blast to watch. And it's narrated by John Hamm, who was in Mad Men. I don't know why. Don Draper, basically. And all these characters, Orlando Bloom, Andy Samberg, David Diggs, all of them play people who are part of the Tour de France. And it's about the drug scandal, basically, which rocked the Tour de France in 1980. It's all made up.
In 80, I thought the...
on this whole thing of Lance Armstrong, but they timed it, like they put it at a different...
Oh, so you mean there was a drug scandal at the Tour de France before this Lance Armstrong thing?
No. So that's where they made it up.
I mean, in the mockumentary, it's in the 80s, but it didn't happen, and no such thing happened in the 80s, right? Yeah, okay.
They just put it in that timeline in the 80s, and each of these characters, basically, one of them, I think it's Freddie Highmore, plays a woman who's actually played by Julia Ormond later, who dresses up as a man to be part of the Tour de France. Then Andy Samberg is the first African to be winning this thing, which he actually isn't, because he's white. So it's very tongue-in-cheek and funny. Orlando Bloom is there with his long hair, and John Cena is there as this very sickly-looking cyclist who in 1 year becomes John Cena, basically, who's a wrestler, who's an ex-wrestler. And it's a little over the top, a lot of what is shown, especially Orlando Bloom's character and what happens to him on the Tour de France. But I just find it very amusing when such big stars get together to do something so, like, it's almost like if you were told in school or college, like, just do whatever you want. You can script anything and make it into a film. Someone will make it into a film. Because it may be ribald. Yeah.
It may look like that, but it is very scripted and thought through. It's not ki chalo bhai ash karo type. But I did think that, of course, it was very funny in most parts. In some of the, like, for example, the Lance Armstrong thing was overdone. Yeah. I thought that was really overdone. But I did think, I mean, I'm not sure what I think of him doing this mockumentary. Is it, you know, brave? Is it clever? Is it cool? Or is it shockingly, cavalier of him? Because what he did was he brought disrepute to a sport, and he corrupted a sport to a level which, I mean, it had no credibility left. Now, after that, to do this where he's making fun of the whole thing, and it's tongue-in-cheek, of course, he's taking a dig at himself, I get that. But, you know, tomorrow should, you know, would, like, Mike Tyson be in a film which talks about women's rights, even if it's tongue-in-cheek? I'm not sure what I think of that. What do you think, Rachi? I mean, it's funny. It's funny, all right, when you see it first. But then he keeps coming. After that, he wasn't needed. I don't know why he kept coming. So what do you think?
I didn't realize. So I think they were making fun of him, though. As in, they made, like, while the others were making fun of what had happened in the with the sport, I don't think he was, he may have thought that he's coming across as a very humorous sort of chap. But it doesn't show him in a particularly good light at all. But he supposedly done another documentary also, where he plays the same kind of character. Like, where he gives this, like, sort of tongue-in-cheek, oh, I did drugs. So there's something a little wrong with, more than a little wrong with this man, clearly. But if you take him out of it, other than for that first It is funny in the beginning when he
When he doesn't want to be, when his face is not, but by the end of it, it's, his bits are not funny after a while.
But the rest of it is very, very funny.
It, I agree. It's very funny. And I was blown away by the performance of the guy who was in that Icebreaker. You know, he's in this also.
This guy, David Jaggi is his name.
Sorry, Snowpiercer. He was in the Snowpiercer. He's the lead. He's great, man. And you know, he was so good there, and it was far from comedy. And when you see him in this, I can't imagine him doing anything but comedy, because he has such a...
That's the thing, that all these actors, even Orlando Bloom, I haven't seen a comedy film with him earlier.
I don't think I've seen a film with him earlier. But Danny Glover was in it. That was amazing.
Danny Glover is in it. Then, so it's just a very... Even Julia Ormond as the woman who pretends the man. And so this chap has made, this Jake Szymanski has made another film. So I'm not a big fan of this guy. What's his name? Andy Samberg. So he's made another film, which is also available on Hotstar, which I'm going to watch. It's called 7 Days in Hell, which is a sports mockumentary again, which was on the 2010 Wimbledon Championships, where there was this marathon men's singles match, which just carried on and on.
Yeah, correct. Yes, I remember.
So it's supposed to be very, very good, this film. It's a big
In fact,
monster.
After that match, I think they contemplated changing the rule, or they have changed the rule of the tiebreaker can only go up to a certain point. But anyway, I may be wrong, because I'm not a tennis nut.
Yeah.
But... So, I mean, there were certain things in the film that were really funny. I thought, like, the bits, I mean, they were really clever. Like, you know, when the presenter becomes a participant. I mean, there were certain other little, you know, little gimmicks that really worked. So, yeah, it's a great watch. I think it's a... I mean, you'll enjoy it. I can't see that much wrong with it.
But don't watch it with children.
Oh yeah, there is like the bit where John Cena is picking up that guy who's naked with his tiny dick and balls hanging out. It was too funny.
It's Tombs also sticks out Sandy from his shorts. Remember
but that's clearly a prosthetic, Raj.
I'm saying even that is visually a bit much when you're watching it. And they say, and you know how cyclists just pee when they are cycling, which is a lie. I checked.
there are lots of lies in this. They said it's the most watched television event with 3.5 billion viewers, and I mean every World Cup is more watched than that. Anyway, so yeah, so do check it out. We highly recommend it.
Yeah,
but I'd like to know what you think. The people who watch it, write into us at contact@newslaundry.com. I repeat, contact@newslaundry.com. What do you think of Louis Armstrong's appearance in this? Is it is it tongue-in-cheek? Lance Armstrong.
I'm thinking Louis Armstrong was in this?
No, sorry, Lance Armstrong's appearance. Do you think it was in good humor, it's a good dig at himself, or is it shamelessness of Trump levels?
Tell us what you think.
Moving on, Rajshri Sen. Now you tell us about this amazing film which I haven't seen called Nail Polish.
Oh, but you've seen Sir, right?
Does it have shades?
It has many shades. Like,
does nail polish have shades?
I got the joke. You know?
I have to repeat it like an uncle, otherwise it's no fun.
No, it's like there are some films also now where they explain it to you a few times over.
But there was another film called Lipstick, but I think it was too glossy. You know, Lipstick was too glossy.
The good thing is that you're not a comic, no? Because you would be a failure.
that's why I'm sitting here presenting a podcast with you as co-host.
Wow. Just think, did you ever think you'd be at this stage in your life? People aspire to this.
Very nice.
Manage without making an effort.
Well, I have seen Sir, in case you were trying to rub it in my face. So,
I'm checking, because if you haven't, then we'll stop. You'll watch Sir. And then we'll record.
No, I have watched it, and I have also watched heard Freakonomics Radio, which you have not done what you were told to. So don't try to rub it in my face. You have also missed out one thing.
No, our subscriber clearly didn't think I was smart enough to understand that Freakonomics thing. So I was so upset by that, I couldn't listen to the other thing.
In the past 5 years, our country has killed 38 migrant children.
Lucknow, go and win this case, Jai Singh Ji. उसके बदले राज्यसभा की नॉमिनेशन आपकी।
वीर सिंह, he's a national treasure, यार। इन्होंने पहले सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस में रहकर इस देश की सेवा की। I demand a mistrial.
What did you say, Mr. Jai Singh?
जो आदमी उस कोर्ट में खड़ा था वो मेरा क्लाइंट नहीं, सिर्फ उसकी तरह दिखता।
So what is nail polish? Is it a Vivek Agnihotri film?
No. So nail polish is a film written and directed by Bugs Bhargav Krishna. So I checked who Bugs Bhargav Krishna is because the name sounded very familiar. He is the actor maker who came up with the line "Taste the Thunder."
I see.
It's quite impressive to have come up with that line. It might be by chance that it became so famous. He's also in A Suitable Boy. You've seen him anyway, so he's directed. I think this is the first film he's directed. What is shocking is that I liked it despite Arjun Rampal, who's a very beautiful man undoubtedly, but Arjun Rampal has actually acted in this, as in he's emoted also. So there's Arjun Rampal and there's Manav Kaul, who you've seen in other
films,
right? He's a very good actor as well. The story was interesting. When I hear murder thriller and all, I'm not very sure. And murder thriller starring Arjun Rampal as a lawyer is a lot of suspension of disbelief happening. But it's an interesting story. This Manav Kaul is an army officer who has now become like he's not retired, but he stopped being in the army. So he coaches students.
Stopped being in the army. So he hasn't tried, but he stopped. What does that mean, Rajshri? Because my father was in the army. So has my father retired or has he stopped being in the army?
He has retired in the sense that this guy has not retired because he became old. He's just stopped being in the army when he was in his 40s.
It's called a premature retirement. Just like my father also took premature retirement. Many people take retirement before... For a variety of reasons.
So that's why you are here, to provide these inputs.
You are still retired. You're not...
Yeah, sort of. Like that way, I meant. And not because of old age. I was trying to set context of age. Okay. So he's in his 40s. He's a coach in a small... It might not be a small town, but I remember...
Could be Kolkata. Kolkata type small town.
No, Shata. He's a coach with children and he's friends with all these cops. He's very well respected in this town. It's Lucknow as far as I remember. This might be totally wrong, but I'm in Calcutta on holiday. I am allowed to make at least 4 mistakes in this podcast, is all I'm saying. And Arjun Rampal is a lawyer who is also connected to various politicians. Some political party has offered him a Rajya Sabha seat. All that kind of stuff is happening. This guy, kids slowly start disappearing in this town who are like laborers' children start disappearing and their bodies are found. They're burned, sexually assaulted bodies are found like now and then. And then 2 bodies are discovered and the DNA proof leads to this Manav Kaul and he gets arrested.
What is he? He's also a lawyer? What is
Manav Kaul? Is that sports coach.
Oh, then what is Arjun Rampal? He's not a coach.
Arjun is the lawyer.
Okay, he's a lawyer, a retired army officer who's a lawyer.
No! Abhinandan, I'm wrong about to do this.
No, I'm serious. That's what I understood.
Manav Kaul is a retired army officer who's a sports coach.
Oh,
Arjun Rampal is a...
lawyer.
Arjun Rampal is a lawyer who's also got a lot of political connections.
Understood. Got it. Fine. Okay. These are 2 different people.
Yeah, okay. 2 different people. They are the same age though. And then Arjun Rampal is assigned through this political party, says that please... take this case on. You have to defend him. He's a very well-reputed man in our society and you have to get him off because it's going to look very bad for us for whatever reasons. During this case, when it's happening and Rajat Sid, what's his name? Rajat Kapoor. Kapoor, right? Rajit Kapoor, not Rajneesh Rajat Kapoor.
Okay, the guy who was Bomkesh Bakshi.
Yeah, Bomkesh Bakshi is the judge on this case. And you know who's his wife? I was very impressed that she's back. Madhu from Roja. Roja.
Roja.
I can sing it very well.
No, it had such terrible music, such overrated music. Anyway, then.
Bad, but she's in this film. She's his wife. But during the, so it's an interesting film. I'd recommend that everyone watches it because it's not a straight murder, like a police procedural
thriller.
Because there's this whole thing about schizophrenia, which happens, and multiple personality disorder. I don't want to give it away because it's very critical to this film.
That's very, very kind of you. And it's a new phenomena on podcast, Awful and Awesome, where the thriller has not been spoiled by a spoiler by Rajshree Singh.
Yeah, that's right. So this might not last during the review of this, so I'll do it quickly. But there is, I'm impressed that, let me just check again, has he written it? Yeah, Bugs Bhargava has written it, which is why it's a little intelligently done. This whole thing of personality disorder and ultimately how you can use it to either implicate someone or get someone out of prison. There's a lot of footage in prison, like this Manav call, what happens to him once he goes to prison and how people treat how prisoners treat child molesters and rapists and all. They are considered the absolute bottom of the pecking order, right? So see that as well. Arjun Rampal doesn't act particularly well. He just is very, he doesn't smile. That's the, so he's very intense. He's a lawyer who doesn't smile. But Manav Kaul acts fabulously. He's very
really?
But I mean, would recommend this. Watch it because you do the last frame, though I knew what would happen, that even you will know if you watch. But the way the story like unfolds, it's not what you'd expect. And it is
right.
Rare good ones.
So speaking of Manav Kaul, I remember he did that one film where he's in this hill station. He's
a music teacher. Very
yeah, bad. A music. So he's a competent actor. He was also in that other film where he plays the Sudhir Chaudhary type character, the television anchor. He's she leaves him, yeah. She's fighting the case.
Wazir? Are you talking about Wazir?
No, Thappad, yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch Thappad.
You didn't watch Thappad, yeah.
Without me because I was in Calcutta. Thank God, small mercy.
So he was in Thappad again. He's a competent actor. He's not great, but speaking of thrillers, Rajshree, I finally ended up finishing The Undoing with Nicole Kidman. Sorry?
I'm laughing because I remember your discussion with me when you were discussing Undoing with me.
So it's very good, yeah. And you know, the thing is that it may not have twists and turns, you know, in the, like a conventional thriller, but it's just so riveting, and I think this is where performances make a big difference to a script or a concept which may be okay. It's a good concept. It's not great.
Yeah.
But to take it to that level, you need those kind of performances, which is what our next reviewed film does not have. Which is why I think it falls short. Which is Sir.
Is love enough? Why is it called Is Love Enough? There's a reason. Okay, so one is please watch this nail polish.
Lipstick.
I was really impressed. And the only thing is Arjun Rampal looks so gaunt nowadays. I wish someone would give him some food. But I think this is what happens when you start bringing up a child, like a baby when you're 52, 53 years old. You become gaunt only,
no? No, it's not that. Bombay ki hawa aisi hai. That's why gaunt with the wind ho jata hai.
Only who, did anyone laugh? Nobody has laughed.
There's only you on this podcast. Most of the jokes go over your head with the wind, gone with the wind. So then you don't laugh. So we shall. I shall watch it probably 4 months from now, like I do your recommendations. I always choke up about 3-4 months later, but I will. I shall. So now let's talk about a Netflix film called Sir. Is Love Enough, or is it called Is Love Enough, Sir? Oh, either way.
Not Is Love Enough, Sir, like that. There's a break. Is Love Enough, Sir?
Sir.
But why is it called that?
Because is love enough to keep two people together when the social...
It's because there are too many films which called Sir. So when they put it on Netflix, the name of the film was actually Sir. They put it on Netflix and suddenly it had become Is Love Enough, Sir. And I couldn't understand why because I keyed in Sir. I knew that it was on... No. And like 10 other films called Sir.
Oh, right. Because there was the... Was there a Sidney Poitier film called Sir?
Sir with Love.
That was to Sir with Love. Okay, that was not just...
Atul Agnihotri, which you didn't know when I referred
to. I did. Nasiruddin Shah, Atul Agnihotri and Pooja Bhatt. I've seen it also.
Then why...
Sir, Sir, oh sir, we love you.
So where is this sir from To Sir With Love?
Which one?
Sir is copied from To Sir With Love.
Which sir?
Nasiruddin sir.
Oh, that is copied from To Sir With Love.
Sir with... And there's that song in To Sir With Love.
Sir, with love. We love you.
I can't sing the other one, but there's another song.
You didn't have to say the other one. You can just end the sentences. I can't sing. this is a 2018 film called Sir Is Love Enough. It's directed by...
The name is Love Enough? Sir.
Okay. I don't know. Considering you get plot lines wrong, you get so much fake news. You're taking such pains to make sure that the punctuation is okay in this film.
ये शहर है गांव नहीं है यहाँ ना अपनी जिंदगी खुद बनाते हैं
तुम हमेशा यहीं आती हो
हाँ पूरा शहर दिखता है ना सर
प्लीज मुझे सर मत बोलो
लोग मजाक उड़ाएंगे
मुझे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता
मुझे पड़ता है सर
यू कांट डेट योर मेड ऐश
जो भी कहे आखिर में मैं आपकी सर्वेंट ही हूँ ना
सो इट्स डायरेक्टेड बाय रोहिना गेरा it's the screenplay is also by Rohina Gera. It has Tilotama Shoman, Vivek Gombar. Now, those of you who are wondering, if you don't know who they are, Tilotama Shom has done a bunch of films, including that one where English or whatever, where he wants to go abroad. What's her name? She's in Monsoon Wedding, of course. But that many of the people listening to this podcast would not know Monsoon Wedding. They would be children when Monsoon Wedding was released. It was the first film. It was my first film. Oh, it was Randeep Huda's. It was Randeep Huda's first film. Because I was an assistant.
My first film, huh?
it was PK Dubey's first film. It was the two guys that.
What's it? His first film.
Vijay Raj's first film. It was the first film for. It was this one. Lilith Dubey's daughter's first film.
Yeah. Whose name? Why am I forgetting? Sunday.
Neha
Dubey.
So yeah, it was, so Tilotama was in that, but after I've seen her in several other films, I've seen her in that film where Irfan Khan wants to send his daughter abroad. She's the agent.
The agent. Yeah.
So yeah, so basically the plot is, the male lead is a guy called Vivek Gombar. He plays the Lata's older brother in, Meera Naina banayi thi, Vivek Seth ki, Vikram Seth ki book ki...
is he in that? Oh, he is.
A suitable boy. So no, he's the older brother.
Abhinandan, more importantly, he's the lawyer in court. He looks totally different in that. He's the young prosecutor in court. He and Gitanjali Kulkarni, who plays Tilotama...
Yeah.
Tom's friend.
Yes, the friend, the other maid. Yeah, she's the defense counsel. I remember that.
He's the private, you know, he stays in a nice apartment.
When he has that beard and all, are you sure it's him?
That is him. I checked after I read it. So that is really impressive to me that this guy, because that is you do not see a similarity between these two, like that it's the same actor playing him. So he's very talented.
In which case, I'm rather disappointed because if I remember correctly, the guy who played the lead there was a good actor.
But here, he's not the lead, he's the lawyer. The lead is that slightly older guy in a way.
Yeah, but he's the lead lawyer. Oh my God, that's sad because in that film, which shows that the director has so much to do with your performance because you know what I thought about? So first let me tell the plot that it is this guy who's come back from the US because of, you know, his family tragedy. And to take over his father's business. And he's supposed to get married. That marriage breaks up. And he has a maid at home, which is played by Tilotama Shom. And there is this bond between them. And it's like this forbidden, unspoken. It's more than just an affection between...
It develops into that.
Yeah. And basically, it explores various things like, you know, how... society and the social status determines so much of how you approach relationships, people, what you tolerate, what you don't. I mean, I think it explores some pretty interesting stuff. And I think it could have been a great film, but it is not because it is, I mean, for a film that is just a character development relationship and doesn't really have a plot, the performances have to be great or the cinematography has to be great. It has to be outstanding with, you know, like the camera doing interesting things.
Hmm.
there has to be something that is great. And here, you know, there was a competent performance by Tilothma, I thought, but it wasn't great. I thought he and the other small roles were terrible, like such bad lines. It was, the dialogue was average or below average.
That girl who's the designer, her dialogues are the worst lines.
I mean, yeah, there's something like you just write over an afternoon, what you say is, come in, sit. Would you like a drink? Yes, I would like a drink. Like, you know, there's nothing has been thought through. There is no, I mean, I'm guessing this film didn't go through a script doctor where someone would have kind of added something to make it great. Because if you had really amazing performance, because there's so many scenes where someone is just sitting alone, like in that film, Queen's Gambit, there's so many scenes, very long scenes where she's sitting alone and not much is happening. It's just her kind of through her actions, her expressions, you are kind of, and you're figuring out what is going on in her mind. There are many such scenes in this with both of them. And to pull off those scenes, you have to have outstanding performance. And Tilothma was still better, but the others just were way short.
So, a few things. One is that I did not... So, it's not... This is not an Indian production. This is... the producers are... I don't know who Rohina Guerra is, but Bryce Poisson. It's been made for an international audience. It's an international production that has put this together. So, but still, it's about... Supposedly, it's from her experiences in Bombay and so on, this director's experiences. Two, three things. One, what you were saying about that, if there's not much happening, it has to be the camera. Something has to be interesting, right? So there's this other film which we aren't discussing today, but just watch it, that Pieces of a Woman. That's the, it's just like three people. It's nothing else. And it's about one woman's experience with after a miscarriage. And but the camera work is fabulous, but that film doesn't, the script doesn't add up in that. In this, two, three things that didn't work for me is... That I do, the thing that did work for me is the way they've shown that if you come from a small town, you from a village and you are a domestic help in someone's house, that is not what you want for the rest of your family. That is a stepping stone for you, but you will not say, and I've seen this even with people who've worked in my house and all, they don't want their daughters to become domestic help. They want the daughter to be a teacher, whatever, and they are working towards that. So that ambition, which is not this hard, like an abrasive ambition, but it's a basic ambition in anyone that I want to do, want my family to do better than I am doing. That sense of dignity and self-worth, that just because you're the maid doesn't mean that anyone can talk to you in any which way. Those things are shown. And how different people in the same family interact with the same maid, right? So his mother is a little, not standoffish, she just gives instructions. He's a little bit nicer to, he's like normal, I would say. But the development of this relationship, first of all, I saw no development in the relationship. They have 8 lines of dialogue with each other.
Chai banao?
Chai banao.
Lunch banao? Thank you. Yeah. Sorry.
Ye aaya hai, phool aaya hai. Aapke liye phool aaya. Yeah, then he buys her a sewing machine. That's the only thing where there's some real interaction. And he's basically not an abrasive, he's a nice guy. Like what you would expect, most people from decent homes should behave like this.
That no, I think most people from decent home, I mean, may have, you know, dignity for others, but they need not behave like this. And they'll be like boring fucks. They should have some spark in them. I mean, you can't.
That actually felt like it almost showed like the family had sucked the spark out of him because he'd given up being a writer to come back over here. But the development of a relationship is missing totally. I don't see when he, why did he fall in love with her other than for the fact that it reinforces that trope that what all men want to find is in love.
Beauty, Rajshree Sen.
Woman who will keep quiet, who will be there at home when you come home.
She trust.
Will keep your home clean.
She will not cheat on you.
She will not, and she will. You can trust her to even have mutton curry ready for you without asking for mutton curry. That also I was noticing as a cook. I was like, but today she's made a chicken roll. Today she made mutton curry, very good. And it is a woman who speaks when spoken to. And whose demeanor is a little
servile, because as she keeps saying, I'm servant.
So this film to me reinforces what we keep joking about. Like a lot of people tell me, Rajiv, if you didn't talk so much and weren't so obnoxious, you'd be married by now. But if you just kept quiet and said, make the chicken curry, keep making shepherd's pie and all like you do, but quietly.
Don't give your views
after that on any shepherd's pie was eaten by
on podcasts, at home, anywhere.
And don't argue. Do not go out and be too. You must be independent, but you must also balance home with work. So she will go for 2 hours from 2 to 4. But when he comes home, she is home at that time. This is the most traditional, because there is no conversation. He has not had any intellectual or emotional interaction with her, at least. Or if he had, then Rohana Gera has kept it for another film, because it's not in this film that he has had this. So I just watched the whole film, and two things I did feel. His apartment is stunning.
Very nice, but he's very rich.
God, that's...
He's a builder's son. But you know, the thing that you said about what men want, I thought that was very... Because he said, when he tells Rana that I can trust her.
Yeah.
There's a certain... So I thought that was very interesting. And what you said about what men want, I remember I had done this play when I was acting those days. Called Closer.
The acting career.
My acting career, which I gave up in pursuit of activism, was a play called Closer, written by Patrick Marber. In that, there's this one scene that I have.
1 second, Abhinandan, I'm sorry. Abhinandan played Jude Law's character.
Yeah, everyone knows we have said this on the podcast. You don't have to keep repeating it.
Most people are not listening all the time. What if it's a new listener?
They don't care.
We'll uploading the play footage, by the way.
But in Closer, the character who's playing opposite me, she says, I know what men want. And I say, what? Not I, but the character you said. And the line was, men want a girl who looks like a boy. They want to protect her, but she must be a survivor. And she must come like a train, but with elegance. I thought that was really bang on how Patrick Marber had...
Also, this is making a lot of sense. You do realize that was a plea. You were not supposed to start inculcating that in your personal...
That internalizing. See, that I'm a method actor. I became the character. I lived the character. Anyway, but fuck that. But so I thought that was interesting. There were certain nuances of our social, unfairness that we take for granted, that this film makes you think about. But like I said, it's a good concept. It explored a very interesting subject, but there had to be something great about it for it to be really watchable. And it didn't have that. And I really thought either the cinematography or the performances could have elevated this to a next level. Because this thing has been also explored in another film, which these short films with Bhumi Padankar, we did that. Of course, it was not a romance. It was just this guy used to have sex.
But
those short stories. It was better. It showed certain things were very predictable. That and also Coolie Number One with David Dhawan, where he had explored how a coolie has a romance with a rich woman. There were layers to that also. The David Dhawan's Coolie Number One, which
reviewing that next week.
You watch it and review it with Varun Dhawan, because you have been saying Varun Dhawan, you have said nice things about him. And it has that guy's daughter. What's his name? The guy with the long nose.
Watching this week, right?
Sef. You should watch it. Or it could have had one more thing that could have made it great, would be Pyar Sabse Karo.
You can't sing.
Sabke Dil Mein Raho.
Zulm Tum Na Sabo. Stop doing what they were doing.
Papa Kehte Hain Ye. Oh, mere papa, the great. Do you know where the song is from, Rajshree?
I don't know. I'm very concerned about what my family members think. I have very few left, and they are also looking perturbed right now.
This is a song from a film called Papa the Great, which was starring Krishan Kumar.
Oh, my favorite!
Yeah, your favorite. Well, Krishan Kumar.
I found myself on the beach next to him and Vindu. What's his name?
Yeah, Vindu Dara Singh. So, our listeners, if you don't know about this film, you are missing something. Go to YouTube, Google Papa the Great, and listen to this song and marvel at the brilliance of Indian cinema.
Very good, Abhinandan. Please don't listen to this, but y'all should listen to Bhutan Kumar's wife's album. Very good. Same genre of music.
What genre is that, Rajshree sir?
Genre of music. Listen to it. I'll also cut in. My point is, if I was married to Bhushan Kumar, how is this fair also? That if you're married to Bhushan Kumar, albums of yours will be released. Or what is that other guy's wife's name? The chief minister of...
Fadnavis. She apparently has released something as well, again. Yes.
She's again released something.
Yes. But Rajshree Sen, I mean, did you find it a tedious watch to finish? I mean, sir, although... I mean, I like the theme. Was it a difficult one to like really struggle through? Did you feel the same?
I didn't find it difficult to struggle through, but I couldn't understand why everyone was raving about it. And this whole thing about, so his friend says it in the film also, right? When he tells his friend, I can trust her. The friend says, I get she's nice and she looks after you, but that doesn't mean you're in love with her, right? Anyway, and if you are, he anyway, what he says is correct. He said, then you leave because you're going to screw up her life.
Because that's not necessarily correct. I mean, I don't think one should take it as a given that if someone were to explore this,
No.
I mean, that's what makes cinema interesting, where you can explore things that would not ordinarily happen, and you show a plausible way of making them happen. If cinema was all about this is how it is and this is how it shall be, then it's not cinema.
No, but this doesn't even do that. Huh? So this showed some.
I didn't like
it that much. I thought she acted well, but I think she acts very well given any role.
Again, I think she was good, but I really don't think she was great. I think a really great actor could have carried this film and it wouldn't have been such a tedious one. But one thing I found interesting is that the girl who plays, the lady who plays the male's mother, that is Divya Seth, she played Manjali in Hum Log. For those of you who are my generation, remember Hum Log.
Was she in Monsoon Wedding also?
No, she wasn't in Monsoon Wedding. Divya Seth wasn't in Monsoon.
No.
She doesn't really look like his mother, you know. Even age-wise, I mean, yeah. Divya Seth must be, right now, she must be about 51, 52, maybe 53 at most.
30 in the film.
Oh, so then she...
they're young mothers.
They're very young, 21. Matlab, college ka finally khatam karke delivery ho gayi.
Many people were doing that. But so I didn't think it was a great film. But if you want to watch, watch.
So speaking of deliveries, the new ad of Amul is out. And that ad is on Virushka. So there's this new thing. Basically, that the good-looking guy in America who was married to Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster was not married.
What's her name? Now I made you forget also. Brad Pitt was married to who?
Jennifer Aniston. And Angelina Jolie.
Huh, so it was called Brajoli. No, what is it called?
What rubbish, Brangelina?
No. Brangelina, sorry.
Brangelina.
So. Something like that. So basically, after that, Sefina took off, and now they are Virushka, is Virat and Anushka, and they've had a child, and Amul has come up with this ad. They had one when she was preggers, which said Virushka on the way. Butter for beta or beti. And after the delivery, and they've announced it, I think Anushka put it on a Twitter, and so Virat Kohli, bowled over by this delivery, Amul, welcome it home. So I saw articles written about this ad. I really don't think it's one of Amul's better ads. It's very av, but I guess because he's the Indian cricket captain, the articles are being written on how the internet is going crazy with this ad.
Also,
but yeah,
Amul's problem is that if you're going to put out an ad every other day, it's sometimes difficult to always be with you.
That's true. So this whole thing of, you know, Virushka, Sefina, Brangelina, taking half the names, how come Deepika and Ranveer are not called Deepveer?
They have one.
What's it called?
Deepveer.
Deepveer, the Deepveer sounds like, this is my brother Deepveer Singh Sandhu.
It is.
No, or it can be Ranpika. Ranpika sounds like a pan masala ad. Ranpika, khake, swad, ka gazab.
Like that only, na? Ranveer looks like a pan.
How come?
Parag, tin.
If they had it in the good old days, what would Amitabh and Jaya be called?
Jayatab. I was going to say something which I shouldn't have.
Ami Aya. What were Tiger Patodi and what was her name? Saif's mother?
Sharmila.
Tiger and Sharmila would be called.
Sharmila. So, you know, in Calcutta, we used to have Litigon and Tigons. Did you all have that in the Delhi Zoo? And now you're not allowed to do that. They basically get a lion. So we had a liger first, which was a lion mated with a tiger. And then a lion mated with the liger and it became a Litigon. So when you went to the Cal Zoo, there was a Litigon, there was a liger, but then it stopped. I think like World Wildlife Fund called up and said, you can't be just making.
They called up and said, you can't stop. Okay. So why do you people from Cal say like we had, as if it was the same household that had, like, for example, the Delhi Zoo. If the Delhi Zoo, you know, they are culling some 20 birds because of the avian flu or whatever.
20 birds?
I won't say, you know, we are culling these birds or we have a new rhino or we have... Who the fuck is we? It's not my zoo. It's a bloody Delhi Zoo. I'm not Delhi. Why do all call people say we had this and we had that? So it's very sweet that you guys have this feeling of belonging to the city. But it sounds a bit bizarre.
So that you Delhi people won't understand.
And how are your sewage systems? They are good?
Our sewage systems are very good. They were made for 1/10 of the population that we currently have because we all reproduce like bunnies, you know? So that's the problem. But otherwise, our sewage system is very good. The British made it, you see.
But what would Tiger Patodi and Sharmila be called? Tiger Mila. Tigmila. Tigmila. Or Shiger.
Shiger. Like, you know, Shiger. You're going to be watching over the next 6 days, right? And you can't not watch it.
How many episodes is it?
I don't want to say because I don't know. That's but okay. You have to.
I promise I'll watch two. Good. Beyond that depends on how good it is.
No, you have to watch three. Two, how will you know? The story will not develop, Pundi.
Dude, if it's 6 or 8 episodes, it's better developed by two. If it hasn't developed by two, then please.
I have already 13 episodes. So then you'll have to watch 3 or 4.
So is your expectation I'll watch 13 episodes by next week? Seriously?
You won't watch...
Of a show with Saif Ali Khan, 13 episodes every day, really.
There are other people also that...
Anyway, we will see. But yes, if we'll review that. But that was the review of...
Not reviewing it for sure.
Okay, fine. We'll review it happy.
Yeah.
So, I just want to, you know, a wonderful subscriber had recommended I listen to the Freakonomics Radio, the two-part podcast. Does advertising actually work? I actually heard it.
And
I will say, I found it interesting. I mean, the one bit that was really fun for me was where the... Professor, you know, tells this guy who's giving him jargon, this ad agency guy or a media buying guy or the head of the advertiser association, because for them they have to say that ads work, otherwise. So they start giving him jargon, and he gives them jargon in return, and then that guy just hangs up, says, "Oh, I can't hear you. The network is bad," because basically a lot of this people just make chutiyas of you with jargon. But so I liked it. I do think it was a bit too long. They were trying to make very basic points over. Too long a time. I thought the first part was, it could have been wrapped up in 12 minutes. I mean, it was very obvious the kind of things that they were saying. But the thing is that what they said can be said about a lot of others. There's a very interesting documentary, you know, if you are interested in Does Something Work? This is before the internet when BBC had just come into India, which is I think 92 or 93. So somewhere maybe 95, 96... I watched a documentary on BBC on these consultants.
Okay.
Or maybe it was in 97. It was basically in the late 90s. It was before 2000.
Hmm.
It was like internet had just about come, but there was no YouTube. There was that thing. So
that's, you're doing the modem sound.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Nice. Nothing would be happening. And you just keep waiting.
And... So it was, they had actually taken a whole bunch of cases of these consultants like McKinsey or Deloitte or whoever these consultants are. And when they come up with some report or they are taken on board by a company and they actually implement whatever recommendations are given.
Okay.
And the spectacular failure rate, but yet they are considered very prestigious, you know, consultancies that can turn the business around. A similar thing has been done with private equity players, that how they fuck a company, they make their money, they get out, and that's the end of the company. So, I mean, I think advertising generally does work. I mean, I will say that. I don't have data to back it, but I'm saying it from my gut of what I see and observe. But to what extent it works, I don't think data can prove that. That's just going to... It's a very... it's not something... It's like a social more or a tradition or a trend. I'm not sure you can use data to either prove or disprove it.
Is that all that this podcast is about? Does advertising actually... That data is the only way of proving, huh, I suppose.
Data is the only way of proving. I mean, they've spoken to many experts and people who are in advertising, who represent ad bodies. But, I mean, it's exploring that subject. It's an interesting listen. I must say, I mean, it is something that I would recommend. And thank you for recommending it to me. But I just thought that it took too long to make some very basic points. It could have been like 1/4 the length. It's a bit like our podcast. It could be like 20 minutes, but it's Habana.
I think it could be even longer, given a
chance. Oh dear.
If you watched all the things that we are discussing, it would be longer, but it's shorter because you're not. Maybe that's why you don't.
So we're going to end with the video put out by the one-time top paid star in the world. But before that, I have one email of a non-subscriber. But because we have no subscriber emails, Mohit is in luck that his email is being read. If you do want to write in to us at contact@newslaundry.com. I repeat, contact@newslaundry.com with your feedback, suggestions, criticism, critique, whatever it is. And you can mark in the subject line awful and awesome or ANA. Now, this is from Mohit and he says, hey, see the screenshots? Is Abhinandan a secret singer for Kabir Cafe? I had a question. I just found out Anurag Kashyap went to Sindhya School. Isn't that one of the most elite schools in India? How does he get to cry about nepotism? Regards, Mohit. So Mohit, you've sent two pictures of this Kabir Cafe's images. I'm not sure which one is supposed to be me. Does any of them look like me, Rajshree?
That long-haired guy with the beard, like if you had become a hobo and...
What is a hobo?
A hobo, like a homeless person on the street and had not been able to cut your hair at all for like 2 years and trim your beard, you would look like this. So I suppose if you think about it, you could...
I see. Okay. But no, I don't moonlight as a singer for... what cafe? Kabir Cafe. And Anurag Kashyap went to Sindhya. How does he get to cry about nepotism? So one thing, Mohit, I don't think he cries about nepotism. He may have mentioned it, but he doesn't cry, whine about it the way Kangana does.
That's not how he cries.
Yeah. So, so two or three things. Is Sindhya one of the most elite schools in India? I don't think so. But I don't want to now start comparing schools or anything. I think schools are relevant in today's day and age. But at least when I was in school, I didn't consider Sindhya as one of the elite schools. Some of the stories that came out of Sindhya made my hair stand on end. And I myself have been 12 years in a boarding school, all boys, and I've seen some shit of my own. But Sindhya was a different level. And Anurag Kashyap has spoken at length about this in a long article, I think in Society magazine, I forget which, on the kind of stuff that he faced when he was in Sindhya school. And even if he went to Sindhya school, in that article, it was clear that he wasn't from... the Rajput, you know, Mayo, Sindhya type schools, what gharana you're from makes a big difference. So even if it were a elite school and he went there, even then, yes, he can still cry about nepotism because I'm not even sure if Amitabh Bachchan's sons went to school or I don't know if Hrithik Roshan even has passed his 12th. I don't know whether he has or hasn't. But it wouldn't matter whether they did or not. It has nothing to do with school you went to.
Yeah.
Nepotism debate is irrespective of what school you went to. So, yeah, that is my view on that, Rajshree Sen.
I have no view on it, for once.
Now, Rajshree Sen, the one-time top-paid film star in the world just released a video that has politics, it has drama, it has...
very good dialogue.
And it has the personality that we remember who had at one time said, I'll be back.
He's also the governor. Isn't Ani currently governor?
No, he was the governor of California long ago.
But long time, 2003 to 2011.
Yes, and the only reason he didn't run for president is because he wasn't born in the US, because he's an immigrant. Otherwise, he would have run for president as well and probably won. But it is an amazing video because you understand how this guy can give Trump a run for his money. Because when he pulls out, this is what he says. Just here's a short idea of what his message is.
President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies. And I know where such lies lead. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever. Now you see this sword? This is the Conan sword. Now here's the thing about swords. The more you temper a sword, the stronger it becomes.
So Rajshri, you know the sword he refers to, this is Conan's sword. You know what Conan there is?
Not that Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, Conan.
Oh no, is it really a barbarian?
Yeah, yeah. It is. So he's saying it's Conan's sword. Now, clearly that is a film he did and he's using that to leverage because he understands that the importance of theater in politics. Modi gets that, Trump gets that, and Ani gets that. And I think this video of his will take away more Trump supporters than any appeal by a Barack Obama or by a Biden or a Kamala Harris. Ani saying what he said and not just saying it sensibly. A lot of people will, I'm sure all these, you know, woke lefties will say, oh, he also is resorting to this Conan sword and how this. Dude, if you are communicating with, if you're mass communicating,
yeah,
you have to know how to speak that language to get the right message across. It is not a seminar in bloody IIC. So, fucking outstanding video. And now I'm so thrilled that I have been a fan of Ani. When I was a child, my inside of my cupboard had a full collage of Ani, which is why, which explains my body also.
Why you look like Ani?
My body is there.
You know, when I turn around and I hang out with Abhinandan, I turn just for a second, I think, Ani's, then I realize, oh, it's just Abhinandan.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least I don't say, oh my God, I've worked out of 1 hour. I think I'm looking like Cindy Crawford. Who said that, Raj?
I don't know, Abhinandan. Who are these people, you know? I don't. So speaking of Ani, I just remember that in Tour the Pharmacy, Dolph Lundgren is in Tour the Pharmacy. He was also in Conan. He's in Red Sonja. You haven't seen Red Sonja?
I don't recall.
So in Conan the Barbarian, there is that actress Bridget Nielsen.
Jones. Bridget Nielsen, who was married to Sylvester Stallone.
Who, and Dolph Lundgren, I think, finally also got involved with her. But they were in a film together. It's all connected. Basically, Ani is connected to Bridget.
It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
But connected. But you should watch this documentary called Pumping Iron with Ani. It's a documentary of his Mr. Olympia. And if you have the time, his autobiography, it's called Total Recall. You realize that, you know, when you see him acting or you think he's just a duffer with a...
No, he's not at all.
And this is why I highly recommend to everybody, other than just listening to useless podcasts like ours or watching useless shows like the ones Rajshri keeps recommending with Saif Ali Khan. No matter what you think of a person, if they write an autobiography, it's worth reading. Because I think what makes you realize that no matter who you are, if you're at the top of your game, you are not an idiot. There is something truly amazing about you.
One second though. Autobiographies which are actually written by the people who are claiming that it's written by. So if Sylvester Stallone is writing an autobiography, usually it is steeped in truth. The problem with a lot of autobiographies which come out of celebrities is, it's a very, which I also understand, it is my opportunity to write about my life. I will give you only those aspects of my life that I want.
Yeah, okay, sorry, maybe not autobiography, but read a biography, a well-written biography. Like, for example, Steve Jobs is not an autobiography. Chairs is not an autobiography.
Read a biography. Rarely do I find autobiographies well-written. Also, because most of these people don't write their own, obviously, they aren't writers. So they have a ghostwriter. The other one, which is very good, which is an autobiography, is Agassiz. I've forgotten.
Oh, yeah. I believe that's really good. Yeah. It must be called Love All.
Oh, what rubbish.
It's called Deuce.
Steffi Graf. You know, he calls Steffi Graf Stephanie always. He never says Steffi. Stephanie said like that. But this guy's, I felt, so I don't think Ani has sat, obviously, and written the script of what.
Why?
I don't think so. But
why would you assume that? I'm curious. Why do you think he's not capable of writing that?
I think he would have given inputs, but it's very well, like it's a really good dialogue of a film like
which he is completely capable of writing himself, I think.
No, so could be, but it's so where, like, there was not a moment in 7.5 minutes that he speaks to camera. There's not a 10-second bit where you're like, okay, like, why don't he get on with it? What is he
like? Aise hi thodi na bana tha ye Terminator, who was like top grossing. I mean, now the numbers keep going through the roof, but back then the numbers that Ani would charge, or how much this film made, or T3 when it was coming out, when Ani returned. I mean,
but he was also considered a very, very good politician, like, which I find quite impressive, because Ronald Reagan was not a great politician.
I don't know, that I guess is a lot more complicated. Politics also always gets a little more complicated. But yeah, when it comes to like just being a go-getter, he was up there. So yeah, just do check out, he's tweeted out this video, do check it out. It's really a fun and interesting watch. And yeah, we shall be back next week with whatever Rajshri recommends. But we will consult each other, Rajshri. We will not just put it on the list. Just
say. Always consult. If you don't pick up my phone, then I can't consult with you. No? This is not ESPN. Did you get that?
No.
Someone in Delhi had told me. You know?
They have ESP.
I said, I also have.
Yeah, because of course, no one from Kolkata can say this, because Kolkata doesn't have any idiots. Everyone in Kolkata is brilliant.
Daddy told me, I'll have this, I told you about. I'll have whiskey on the rocks with ice, please.
Yeah, because only a Delhiite can say that, because Kolkata, everybody goes to Tollygunge and they know the etiquette of drinking whiskey. You know, all you non-Delhi people say, oh, Delhi is like this. Delhi is fucking more sophisticated than any city in fucking India, okay? That is a done deal. It is truly what a cosmopolitan city should be. It has a lot of trash, it has a lot of aggression, it has a lot of activism, it has a lot of politics, it has a lot of sophistication, it has a lot of class, it has a lot of crass, it has Punjabi mundas, it has, you know... Dude, don't stop making fun of Delhi. You live in Cal, okay? Like, seriously.
Like, seriously. Half your listeners are from Cal, okay? Don't act smart.
So that's okay. They'll get better sometime. Unka bhi time aayega. On that note.
So we've discussed that we will be reviewing Thunder for sure next week.
Okay, got it. Dude, we'll do it. We'll see what else we can do other than that.
But other than that, we'll watch other stuff also. But thank you, Mr. Sekhar.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
And it's a wrap.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes, and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs, and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.